Okay, good evening, FPL family. Welcome to this next episode with me, Lee. This is Sam. First of all, Sam, what are we saying about the new threads? What are we saying about this new shirt? I'll tell you what we're saying. We're saying fire!
That was really loud.
That's what we're saying.
You've just blown off anyone that's listening to this on the podcast. Their ears are now broken.
And I'll tell you what, I know what you guys are thinking. I bet he didn't spend that few extra pounds. Or actually, I bet you didn't, because you bought it for me. I bet she didn't spend those few extra pounds on those champions badges on the arm. Guys, you'd be sadly mistaken. Yes, the champions patches are on the arm. What are we saying about that? I like it. I like the green trim. I like it a lot.
I prefer the away kit.
Don't care, do you?
I prefer the away kit. I'm not a fan
of the green.
I'm not a fan of the green on that red. I like the away kit better. Yeah.
You're not liking this green trim and the collar and the... No?
No, I don't like the green on the red, but I do like the away kit. That's my view. Do you know what kit I really like?
Go on.
Man City third.
Man City third.
Loving that.
What, with the little My Nan's Curtains pattern on
Loving it. I tell you what, if I was a Man City fan, I'd be all over that. Daniel Levy, next season,
Get
please.
Get it done. Also, what about is it the Arsenal away or the third one that looks like an episode of Dexter? It's got like blood. It's obviously not blood, but like red.
They've been to war.
I don't know. They've been to war, Arsenal. They're showing a bit of grit for a change, Arsenal Football Club. Talking to Daniel Levy, we spent some of this week watching the All or Nothing documentary.
We binged it.
We binged the first three. Obviously, we got the next... Is it the next tomorrow. And final three?
No.
Tomorrow. How many episodes?
Nine.
Nine
so we've got
altogether.
Three tomorrow and three the week after.
So nine episodes altogether. We've watched the first three, guys. If any of you have got Amazon Prime, head over and have a look at the new Tottenham Hotspur All or Nothing documentary. I have to say, thoroughly enjoyed it so far. Been
it's worth
really
using
good.
Your free trial if you haven't used your Amazon Prime free trial.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
If you've not used your Amazon Prime free trial, get on it just to watch Spurs. Uh-huh. It is absolutely worth watching. Any thoughts or impressions from maybe an FPL perspective?
Well, from a non-FPL perspective, just for a second, I was dreading it. I'll be honest.
You were waiting for the cringe, weren't you?
I was absolutely dreading it. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved every second of it.
Do you think they kind of glossed over the Potts thing and went straight into like it's the Mourinho show? And
let's
it was
not
like...
be let's be clear here.
Yeah.
They're not gonna show Potts's like the arguments and all of them. They're not, are they? Because it's a fly on the wall documentary, but at the end of the day, Spurs still have control over the footage that goes out.
Yeah,
so they're only gonna send out bits and pieces. Plus, they were there all season. And it's 9 hours, so you're going to have to be selective with the bits that you choose. So
I feel like it was just glossed over.
What, the Potch thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it was. I think there was...
Straight into Jose, they're messing about.
I think there was definitely some bits removed before it went live, because some some of the adverts showed Potch's exit. And we didn't see that.
That's true. In the trailers, there was quite a big bit about Potch's.
Yeah. And that wasn't in there. So I think there was an element of things that got changed quite last minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I must say, I really enjoyed it. And it was really... I was just hoping not to hate it. Like, I was hoping not to feel really sad about it. And I didn't. I came out of it feeling strangely positive.
That's good.
Because I feel like I understand... It sounds weird, but I feel like I understand Mourinho a bit better now.
God.
Like, I understand him.
Oh, what, no.
I do. I don't...
He's
look,
brainwashing
let,
you all.
Let, no, let me... Look, be clear. I don't like Potch. I don't like Mourinho. I love Potch. But I do understand what Mourinho is trying... Like, I was watching it and I was kind of like, yeah, I do get what you're trying to do. I don't necessarily agree with you screaming at Son to be horrible. however... I sort of get what you're trying to say, but I mean... It's...
You're lazy, Dele Alli. I don't trust you, Oreo.
Both of those things are true.
That is true. Yeah, absolutely true. Anyway, more to come on All or Nothing. We've got the second batch to watch next week. I'm pretty sure we're going to binge it tomorrow night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you'll get back from football and we'll binge it.
Pretty sure we're going to binge it. And then we've got the last three episodes the week after. So the season's going to kick off and then we're going to have the final three episodes. But if you haven't watched it yet,
check it out.
So lots of activity on Amazon Prime with All or Nothing this week. Lots of activity in the transfer market this week as well. Callum Wilson looks like on his way to Newcastle.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we won't get Josh King though, which I'm a bit disappointed about.
Oh, Spurs link with Josh King? Well,
yeah,
maybe.
It's not gonna happen
probably
now,
not. But Callum Wilson, listen, if there's a move back to the Premier League, why would he not take that? I can't see
100%.
That not happening, that transfer.
And actually, I think that's a decent move for him, particularly as it looks like he might be taking Ryan Fraser with him. That's come out just as we were about to go live.
Oh, okay.
It looks like, subject to medical, Callum Fraser.
Fraser and Wilson.
I mean, and that they were a nice team. So for them to go to Newcastle together, okay, alongside my great love, Alan Saint-Maximin, that could be absolute fire, couldn't it?
You love Alan Saint-Maximin. It could be. I mean, you think about they've got FPL pedigree as well, those two. Yeah. Callum Wilson is a goal scorer. Can they keep him fit? That is absolutely the key question.
No one can keep Callum Wilson fit. Let's be honest. They
can't.
Same with Harry Kane and his duff ankle.
What's his FPL price going to be, Callum Wilson? Does he interest you at Newcastle at 6.5 million?
Yes.
7 million?
Yes.
7.5?
No.
Yeah, that's that. Six five. I'm tempted. Seven.
Pushing it.
I've got to have a conversation.
Pushing it.
7.5. No.
Conversation. All right, Mourinho.
I don't trust you.
No. Are you lazy?
I think it's seven. I'm having a word with myself, but there's other. You know, you can have Mitrovic for a million. I don't know. Anyway, 20 million on his way. He was in the helicopter today, wasn't he? I think he was in Ashley's private helicopter. So it looks as if it's more or less done.
Do you reckon Ryan Fraser just got in with him? Went along for the ride.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But other transfers, record signing. In case Chelsea didn't have a good enough midfield selection already at Frank Lampard's disposal, Kai Havertz now coming in from the Bundesliga. What was the transfer fee? 70, 80, something like that. Coming in at 8.5 in FPL. How are we feeling about that?
Are you now a little bit worried? Because I'll be honest, I am a little bit worried about how you
Frank Roulette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About how you pick a Chelsea player. Because at the beginning of all of this window, I was quite excited about Chelsea. And I was like, some good signings going on.
I'm still excited about Chelsea. I just don't know what to pick.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, Chilwell. Oh, interesting. Oh, Thiago Silva. Oh, suddenly the defence is looking a bit more. I mean, still got Kepa in goal, which is why have they still got Kepa in goal.
They're being linked with a keeper, aren't they?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is exciting. And then, like, Zajcek and Werner. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely...
You've got to stop saying Zajcek, by the way.
What is it?
A lot of YouTube comments last week about your pronunciation of Ziyech.
Whatever. Zajcek.
and Doherty.
Doherty.
Let's not even go there. Guys, Matt, the guys that have listened to us for long enough will know.
What, hang on. Right,
we are a nightmare with
names. Zajcek?
There's no check. Ziyech.
Ziyech.
I think it's Ziyech.
Ziyech.
The guys in the live chat will tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's
Ziyech. What's
his
first name?
I've got no idea.
Is
Hakim.
It Matt?
It's Hakim.
Hakim. Right, we'll go with that. When those two arrived, I was quite excited about it. Now, I don't know what to do about it, because suddenly we've got like these two, Havertz, we've got Pulisic still, we've got Mount. Suddenly I'm looking at this Chelsea team and I'm like, it's got Pep written all over it, this.
Here's a school of thought. And we'll get to say hellos in a minute. Of course you will. We'll be doing looking at our drafts as well in a second. Right. And we'll be doing, crucially tonight, one of my favourite live streams of the season is always this one, the pre-season predictions, where we predict who's going to be the top four, bottom three, top point scorers, golden boot, golden gloves. We'll be doing all of those sorts of predictions and we'll be coming to you guys in the live chat. So start thinking about who you think is going to win all of those accolades. We'll write them down. We'll get a consensus from the live chat because flipping YouTube won't let us do polls anymore.
Boom.
So we'll get a consensus from the live chat. We'll write them down. We stick them in an envelope and we don't touch it for 38 game weeks.
Yeah. Here's the envelope.
And then the game, there it is, FPL predictions 2021. You won't know what I predicted. I won't know what you've predicted.
I'll probably get to tell me your face.
We will know as a community what you guys have predicted because we're going to do it live here on the live stream. And we will also, we have been asking over the last week or so, our FPL patrons as well over on Patreon, what their predictions for those categories are for this season. We have those written down. We're going to reveal those a bit later on. So lots to come on tonight's FPL family. But I do want to just finish up on these transfers because you're right. Chelsea got a lot of options now in that midfield. Here's a school of thought that I saw on Twitter earlier. Do you think, as you know, if you're a Loftus-Cheek, if you're a Hudson-Odoi, if you're a Mason Mount, if you're a Tammy Abraham, all of those players that frankly Frank had to rely on this time last season because he couldn't sign anybody.
Yeah.
And they've done bits for him, right? I'm not saying it's all them. Frank's a fantastic manager as well, but got him into the Champions League, had a very good season, narrowly missed out on a trophy in the FA Cup. And now it's not like he's dropping them, but he's just spent over £100 million worth of talent. How do you feel if you're one of those players? And is that going to cause a bit of a divide in the camp, maybe?
I don't think so. Because I don't think so either,
but I'm just a niggle that might happen.
I think Frank is a good enough and clever enough manager and a good enough people person to manage that potential for unrest, because there is huge potential that that could happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do wonder whether we might see some of those guys that you just named go out on loan. Like, I can't see them sat on the bench all year. I mean, does Abraham want to be third choice? Because he's behind Giroud. Yeah. Does he want to sit behind Werner? Have I said that right?
And Giroud. Right, yeah.
Does he want to be third? He's, how many minutes is he actually going to get?
Yeah, I agree with you on Tammy. But also, you know, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, if you speak to Chelsea fans, Loftus-Cheek is...
He's a key player.
He's a fantastic talent. And
how many minutes is
he going to get time? Is Mason Mount going to get as much time as he did before? I don't know. All to be discussed, guys.
Hard, isn't it?
I think that sounds like an Ohana podcast in the making, actually, the rotation at Chelsea. Elsewhere, so we've got Kai Havertz coming in. Very, very exciting signing coming in from Germany. 8.5 in FPL. Mm. Wolves have signed this left-back. Marcel, I think is how you say his name.
No, don't ask me.
Interesting, because a lot of us obviously are on Vinagre. We're thinking, well, with Johnny Otto out for the season with his cruciate ligament, well, let's all pile on to Vinagre as a 4.5 million way into Wolves' defence. A good-looking Wolves' defence. And let's wait to see what they might look like next season with maybe a new shape and with definitely with new fullbacks. The core of it is still there, so I think I'm okay with it. But as two big characters they've lost in that defence. So with Marcel coming in, maybe Vinagre now is a bit of a rotation risk. I don't know. I looked at him a little bit, Marcel. He's come from Lyon, so he's come from a good stable, right? Just come out of a Champions League semi-final, so yeah, it's decent, right?
Yeah.
Haven't signed him for too much money. He's not gone there for like multi-millions.
Just under two, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a, it looks like a, you know, absolute smash and grab deal, to be honest with you. He's not young, but he is experienced. I think he, a couple of seasons ago for Lyon, was playing, bombing up and down that as a flying wing-back, left wing-back. But as I think more recently for Lyon, started on the left side of central defence. So he's definitely left-sided.
Okay.
I think that gives me enough doubt to rethink Vinagre.
Yeah.
Quick thoughts?
I mean, I'm
bit
not
of
sure.
Doubt now?
Yeah, I think the whole Wolves defence gives me a bit of doubt now. I had a little bit of doubt anyway with Vinagre when Doherty left. Now I have more doubt, because now suddenly there's now an alternative. Because before it was like, well, I've got some doubt about Wolves generally, but now I've got doubt about you specifically and whether your place is as nailed as I thought it was 24 hours ago.
Yeah, Wolves also splashing the cash on Fabio Silva, I think coming in at upwards of 35 million. Now, I don't know a lot about Fabio Silva. Wolves fans, if you know anything about Fabio Silva, get in the live chat, let us know. Get in the comments if you're watching the YouTube replay here. You know, smashing their transfer record. I don't think they've paid any more. And again, Wolves fans can correct me if I'm wrong. But listen, the only thing I really know about this guy, by the way, is it on Championship Manager or is it Football Manager? One of the two. He's quality. He's absolute mustard, this kid.
Right.
So again, they're investing in youth as well as they're bringing in Marcel and a few older players. This is a kid for the future, right? Don't know enough about him to really comment right now, but one to look out for. And elsewhere, the only other transfer I want to point out, one that no one it would have gone under everybody's radar except anyone that's interested in FPL, is that David Button went to West Brom. So the 4.0 option that a lot of people were coupling up with Matty Ryan for Brighton, that got them up into the Premier League from the Championship, is pretty solid. Their number one from, is it Stapleton, I think his name is, or something like that. I'm not sure. You guys will tell us again. But listen, I don't think David Button is going
to
be, sadly, first choice at West Brom.
He said he's going to fight for his place, didn't he? So.
Yeah, he said there was a quote from him to say, look, I know that I've got to fight for my place and that this other goalkeeper is number one.
You must think
that
there's more chance there. But I think basically what we're saying is it basically now rules. You'll see a mass exodus, I would expect, of David Button from people's teams.
You would think so.
And probably onto, I think it's Walton now that is the understudy at Brighton.
Walton.
Something
Brighton.
Like that.
Or Nyland for Villa,
Nyland,
maybe.
Yeah, so I think we'll start to see either people moving to the other Brighton keeper or, you know, potentially looking at Nyland instead whilst what's his face is in.
Oh, Johnston, the guy says, yeah, I knew it was something stern, right? Johnston is the keeper at West Brom. So, yeah, listen, it looks like he's the number one. Looks like David Button's going to be number two. Let's see. Let's get on with the show, Sam. Let's say hello to a few people, guys. As we're saying hello to you, get those thoughts, get your brains whirring, get those cogs whirring. Who's going to be top four, bottom three? Who's going to be your golden boot winner?
Don't tell us yet, though.
The FPL top point scorer for defence, midfielder and forward. Yeah, don't tell us now. We have a whole section of the show where we're going to be doing pre-season predictions. But just start to think about who you are going to pick. Kun Karam is here. How are we doing, Karam? Very nice to see you. Mark Dorney is in saying, evening family. How are we doing, Mark?
Good evening,
nice to
Mark.
See you. FPL telling us here, Josh, in and moderating. How are we doing, Josh? Nice to see you. Tips is in. Harry, how are we doing, Tips? Nice to see you. Very nice to see you. Lucas Burnett is here. Do you think Chelsea's new signings will start game week one against Brighton?
Ask Tips.
And if so, who? There's a question for FPL Tips, if ever I heard one. He's going to start with some of them, right? He's going to start with some of them. Werner, I think, is going to start.
Oh, but yeah.
Who else starts? It's a bit of a lottery, right? It's a bit of a lottery. Let's see. And to be honest with you, again, we'll probably do a whole Ohana podcast for our patrons on Chelsea, and maybe we'll go into it specifically in a future live stream. For me, I think we've got a good opportunity to have a look at them. Game week two, I don't think you're rushing to buy Chelsea for a trip to Anfield. Or is it to Stamford Bridge? I think Liverpool go to Stamford Bridge. I think that's right. In game week two. So if you can just forego the Brighton game in game week one, and Chelsea assets may do very well against Brighton. So if you want to jump on early, I'm going to put you off that at all. But if you could just, I mean, I think I'm going to be holding off.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to be holding off, looking those first two game weeks with a view to acting then in three and four. But let's see. And I think Pulisic is going to be back.
Come on, Captain America.
He's the one still in my head. Despite all these other new signings, yeah. I still like Pulisic.
Must admit, I do really like him.
El Stato is in. How are we doing, El Stato? He is saying Werner will start for sure. Yes, I agree with you. Let's see. Abhishek is in. How are we doing? Werner hat-trick in game week one. He says, well, listen.
Could happen.
Jeremy Baker is in. Hi from Tennessee, USA. How are we doing, Jeremy? Very nice to see you.
I don't think we've ever had anyone from Tennessee.
I don't think we have. Always a first, isn't it? FPL Geordie is in. How are we doing? NUFC finally doing some good business. High five, he says. Well, yeah, looks like it. On face of it, Callum Wilson is a goal scorer, no doubt about it. Ryan Fraser likes to assist him.
Good business, I think.
It looks like good business. If they can keep them both fit, that is the problem.
Bournemouth have got no chance of coming back up. They lost Ake, now they're losing them too.
You're right. And not a high lot of gate receipts at the Vitality, is it? It will be tough for Brighton to come back up, I'd suggest. Liam Healy is in, Liam. Very nice to see you. Evening, Liam. Sammy says, Liam was our very first Zoom patron to do a Zoom session with us during the week. So look out for that video coming on the YouTube channel very soon. Liam and I had a chat about his team. We talked about some differential options. We talked a bit about all or nothing. We talked a lot about Bristol City, which is what Liam's team. That's the team Liam supports. So Liam, very nice to talk to you the other night. And if any of you other Zoom patrons are out there, get onto DM, get onto Patreon. If you want to do your Zoom call before the start of the season, very welcome to do that. Of course, you can do it any time between game week 1 and 16. Just reach out to us and you're more than happy to do that call.
Yeah, I've got a couple this week.
You've got a couple going on this week. And if you don't know what we're talking about, head over to patreon.com/FPL family. Check out our new Zoom tier on Patreon where you get to come and talk to us one-to-one about your FPL team.
Strangely, they both want to talk to me about Spurs.
Well, who is it? I think one of our patrons, Eddie.
Eddie, yeah.
He messaged me and he said, Lee, I'd love to talk to you about my team for game. And I said, yeah, no problem. We'd love to. Yeah, well, how about Wednesday night? Yeah, great. Sounds good. He messaged me up the next day and said, actually, I want to speak to Sam. I was like, all right, cheers, Eddie.
And I'm going, so I've got Nathan on Tuesday to talk about Spurs and then Eddie on Wednesday.
We've got lots of super chats, Sam, that we need to come back for. Nehal is in again. Nehal, who was super chatting the life out of last live stream. Nehal, thank you for the super chat. Does Kepa put you off Chelsea defence?
100. Go over to FF Scout. I wrote an article about Ben Chilwell, and in that I spoke about the fact that I think, for me, if Kepa's the keeper, it really does put me off owning a Chelsea defender because I really like that Chelsea defence otherwise.
I think you're right. Reece James, he's saying, looks a nice pick, which I agree with.
But
if you can get over the Kepa thing. Stealth Panda, Kenz is here. How are we doing? Good evening, he says. How are we doing?
Stealthy.
Stealth Panda. Two super chats from Stealth. How are we doing? Hope yous are well. Can't wait for the stream. Nice to see you, Stealth Panda. Thanks for the two super chats, mate. Really appreciate that. Let me see, because I'm pretty sure I missed a couple early doors on the stream. So let's scroll up here.
There we go.
Here we are. Ketan. How are we doing, Ketan? Very nice to see you. Tammy to Spurs.
Hey?
Would be ideal as a backup for Kane.
Well, is that actually happening or is that just what he wants? Because I would agree. I'd happily have that.
Haven't heard that. Tammy to Spurs. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'd like that. I mean, I was quite happy with the Josh King thing. I thought that was going to go. And I was like, yeah, I'd be well happy with that. Tammy's not injury prone. But yeah, I mean, I'd be well happy with Tammy Abraham wants to travel over.
Ketan starting rumours here on FPL Family.
Get in the helicopter, off you come.
Get in the chopper.
Yeah, don't really Martin. Need to go from one side of London to the other, though, do we?
It's a scooter ride, isn't it?
No traffic at the minute.
Martin Treaky Swartz is here. How are we doing, Martin? One of our long-term patrons, Martin. Long-term. Very nice to see you. Jones Bloke 79 is in. How are we doing? Charlie King is in. He says, that's not a rumour, Sam. That is not a rumour, Charlie King says. Tammy Abraham to Spurs, not a rumour. First I've heard of it. And by the look on your face, first I think you've heard of it.
I haven't heard of this.
Yayat is in. He's saying, good evening, good evening. How are we doing? The maestro is saying, oh, Tammy to Villa, though. So it does look as if Tammy's off somewhere. Who knows?
Come to Spurs, Tammy. You don't want to leave London for Villa.
Yeah, the maestro is in. He says, hi, I'm new to the stream. Should I subscribe? The answer is yes, the maestro. Yes, you should absolutely hit that subscribe button. We just went over 12,000 subscribers the other day. And I think we're doing pretty well over on Instagram right now. Quite close to...
If you could, people of YouTube.
People of YouTube. Heed our call.
Please become people of Instagram. I'm 48 away from hitting 6K.
48 away from 6K.
If you all that haven't subscribed over there and followed me, just nip over to Instagram, hit follow, make me happy. If I go on the end of this stream and find I've gone over 6,000, that'd be life made.
I was going to say, before game week one, that'd be good. But yeah, if you want to go end of the live stream, get over 6K.
But if, I mean, how many's in?
We've got 557 people
right
in Sam,
so
yes.
I only need 48 of them.
If you're not following Sam over on Instagram...
Please.
At FPL Family over on Instagram. Links are in the description below, of course. There's the Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family there as well. Of course, we're on Facebook. And search for
Facebook. Of course, we're on Facebook.
As well. As well as all the other Spotify-y, SoundCloud-y things as well. So loads of that stuff going on. We need to talk about teams. Let's talk about teams. We're going to talk about predictions, guys, a bit later on. As I mentioned before, get your brain cogs whirring. Think about who you're going to have as top three, top four, bottom three, golden boot, top point scorers, etc., etc. But before we get to any of that, Sam, let's have a look at your latest draft. Now,
can't see
full,
that, so I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, no worries. So, full disclaimer, obviously, this is not likely to be the team that you go into game week one with, I would suggest.
100% definitely will not be,
but
to be clear.
Looks like there's been some tinkering since last week. So, talk us through some of the changes.
There has been a little bit of tinkering. The core of it hasn't really changed in terms of the key personnel and the way that the budget has been spent. So still Trent. Have invested a little bit more money in the defence. I kind of felt when I was looking at my team last week, because we didn't show my team last week, and when I was starting to think about it in a bit more detail, I kind of got myself a bit concerned about only having Trent. Not about having Trent, but about him being the only decent more expensive option in the back.
It depends on your definition of decent. There's some great 4.5 options out there.
There are, but they don't allow any flexibility because they're 4.5. And one of my key strategies generally over the last three seasons has been to allow as much flexibility as possible for change in the early weeks. Because
I think that's key, by the way.
Yeah.
I think that's key. For any of you that are new to the game, new to playing FPL, we talk a lot, and I think Joe from Fantasy Football Scout talks a lot about price points.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? I don't think you should be too... Don't go crazy about having the perfect game week one team.
No.
It's almost impossible to have the perfect game week one team because all of the stats that we like to have a look at, all of the form, all of the football that we like to watch, we ain't got any except for a bit of pre-season form. So having those price points and being able to flexibly move to the players that do start to show a bit of form and do start well in the Premier League is pretty key.
And last season I was a prime example of that, wasn't it? Like I didn't have the best of game week ones. You did. And then over the next three game weeks, because the way that I'd structured my team, I had three better game weeks than you did. And it was, in the end, a really lovely start to the season. And it set me up for what was to become my best season of FPL. Now, I was very concerned looking at my defence with Trent and then 4.5, that there was absolutely zero flexibility to get anywhere. And even if I wanted to just go up to a 5.5 or a 5 even, it was going to be a struggle to get there because it was going to be a transfer from somewhere else on the pitch. Now, I'm not saying that Eric Dier is the perfect pick by any stretch of the imagination. And ideally, he wouldn't be there. He'd be Doherty, Matt, Big Matt,
Matty D.
Irish Matt from
the Spurs Irish winger. Yes,
the Spurs
so
Irishman.
Yes.
He would ideally be him, but that's another million. I need to work out where that's coming from. But I wanted to have somebody slightly more expensive just to give a bit more flexibility, which is why he's currently there as a bit of a placeholder.
I'm just going to open the window and it's getting flipping warm.
And then across the middle, we're kind of as we were. I still really rate Saint-Maximin, so that's really helpful.
Any thoughts to move away from Salah Aubameyang? I see so many drafts
Not
with the Salah Aubameyang midfield.
No, I don't think you can for game week one because, you know, all right, Salah hasn't been on great form in pre-season. I won't kind of deny that. But what I do feel like is that it's Mo Salah. And just because he's had a couple of off games in pre-season doesn't mean that he's going to start the season badly, and it doesn't mean that he's going to be a bad pick longer term.
Enough for you
also,
not to captain him in game week one, though, by the looks of things.
But because I don't think you can overlook that Fulham game for Aubameyang. I think that...
Currently got your vice on him, though, for Aubameyang. But you fancy who are you going to go with game week one captain right now?
I'll end up on Aubameyang.
You think about it? I will. I think me too.
I think that, you know, Harry Kane home against Everton. I still fancy that he'll do well in that game, but I don't fancy that he'll riot, whereas I can see Aubameyang rioting. Like, and I know that last week I said I don't see Arsenal scoring a lot of goals, and over the course of the season I don't. Not in order to have Nketiah as well as Aubameyang anyway.
We heard about Nketiah. 3 goals for the under-21s, England, during the week, which is frankly a bit more inspiring than the full senior squad, which was a diabolical game.
But I do...
Nketiah hat-trick, not to be overlooked, right?
No, it isn't. But equally, as I said last week, I think that it's going to be Aubameyang. I can't... everything suggests that team is going to come through him. And I think, you know, Nketiah will get some goals, but I don't think getting a lot of goals... And I think there's better ways of structuring my team than having him. He might end up appearing at some stage, but...
What I like about Nketiah is that if he does start banging him in, it's quite easy to get him, isn't it, at 6 million?
It's not hard to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard. As long as you've structured your team in a sensible manner. But yeah, those two for now at the start of the season, and then obviously having Bruno sat on my bench. Bruno may still yet become Rashford. I still haven't quite decided between those two.
Okay.
Suchek I've bought in basically because I've got the fear. Why? I don't know.
So not so long ago, you were saying, well, Suchek, he got difficult run of fixtures. He's going to go down in price. He's also self-isolating right now, according to the news, as you guys are saying in the live chat, rightly.
Yeah.
So you probably want him for Newcastle at home game week one, and then the fixtures are very difficult for like 8 weeks. Well, if you ain't going to play game week one, what's the point?
Quite.
Yeah.
So he's there at the minute, basically because... I kind of feel like if you don't have Suchek in your drafts, everyone's like, why don't you have Suchek in your draft?
There's also a bit of a bad feeling about West Ham at the minute.
It's very
bad. And I'll apologise for West Ham fans in advance. But if you are a West Ham fan, get in the live chat, get in the comments. Let me know what you think about what's going on at the club right now. So we know that they've just sold Deanne Garner to West Brom.
Yeah.
Now, in my head, as soon as I saw it, I thought, that's an interesting transfer. He's a very good young player. I'm not sure why they'd want to sell him. But then on Twitter afterwards, Mark Noble, I think, retweeted something. And I don't know the exact words, guys. You guys can tell me. But it was words to the effect of, as captain of this club, I don't endorse this transfer. We shouldn't be selling our best young players. That tweet was then liked by several of the players, including like Declan Rice. Something's not right at West Ham, right?
But then,
and they've got to start well. The fixtures are so bad. If they start badly, we could be talking about October, November, they're bottom of the league. That's a problem.
Yeah. And that's what I've been saying all of this time.
But you've got Suchek.
But I won't. I don't think I will. I think it was one of those things that when I was looking at my... And I was tinkering with my team, I still think I'll end up with Jake Livermore. I still think that's where I'll be come game week one. I feel like... No, I do feel like that's where I'll end up. I feel like
Jake Livermore?
Yeah.
Why?
There's a little bit of attacking threat. It's a little bit.
Goodness me.
But most important...
How much is he?
Same price.
5 million.
But, yeah, but equally, but you know he's going to start. There's Garrett, he's their captain. So there's always an option. I just don't feel like Suchek is... I don't know.
If you don't want Suchek, I noticed Danny Ceballo coming back to Arsenal this season.
Yeah, but...
Okay, we're talking about Nketiah, Saka, you've got Aubameyang already, but 5 million, he's better than flipping Jake Livermore, isn't he? Come on, Sam. You're going to have triple Arsenal game week one.
I am not.
That's the face you're going to pull when you have triple Arsenal game week one.
There is absolutely no way on God's earth that I'm having triple Arsenal game week one.
Let's just stop. You'll notice
I've kept Shea Adams because I genuinely do believe that this is his year.
All right, we'll talk about Shea Adams in a minute. I've just missed a couple of super chats. I'm going to go back to these. Mr. Tripwire, thank you for the super chat. He's saying, guys, thank you for all the pre-season stuff so far. You're very welcome, Mr. Tripwire. Just started content creating. Any chance of a mention would be so helpful to get up and running. Absolutely. Listen, if you've got a channel to support, if you want a YouTube channel support, if you've got you're brand new to Twitter, come find us, right? We come and support you, especially, I mean, Twitter, we're retweeting new people's stuff all the time, but new YouTubers, yeah, come. We're more than happy to help. It's literally this time 3 years ago when we were sitting there making the little video, oh, hi, we're Sally and Sam from FPL Family. And we had our, you know, our terrible curtains in the background in our old house. And we had a lot of people retweeting our stuff and helping us get off the ground up to the 1K subscriber mark. So guys, yeah, Mr. Tripwire, go check out his channel or his Twitter handle. Put it in the comments, Mr. Tripwire. Let us know where we can find you. I think I missed one other as well. From Kutch B. Hello, Kutch. Nice to see you. He's saying, Sam, I am your 5,955th follower on Instagram. It's growing. Love you guys. Thank you very
much. Thanks,
guys. And is TAA fit for game week one? What do you think?
Oh, there's another one.
There's another one. Trent fit for game week one? I think he will
be. Yeah, I think so.
I think he will be. Not played anything in pre-season, but I think he's going to be all right for game week one. Having said that, Nico Williams scored the winner for Wales today in the 94th minute. Did you see that? First senior goal for Mr. Williams Wales.
What I did notice.
What an absolute boy.
What I did notice was that Gareth Bale played football today.
Gareth Bale played football today. Did anyone notice? Have you seen that advert?
Love it.
The one about unlimited transfers. It's like a BT Sport thing, isn't it? You guys can tell us. Unlimited transfers. And one of it is, I think it's Trent FaceTiming Gareth Bale saying, even you might get a game. Gareth Bale's on the golf course in that advert.
Yeah.
If that is not a massive piss take
to Real
Madrid.
He's trolling
Real Madrid, which I'm here for. I'm absolutely here
for. I've got so much time for Gareth Bale right now. So much time for him.
So much time. Penfold 2111, thank you for the super chat. thoughts on Sam White, and when is Sam getting a new mug? When are you getting a new mug, first and foremost?
Well,
probably not for a long time. The mug is doing well.
To be fair, I need a new mug, but the problem I've got is I like a big mug, and all the and all the ones I've seen so far are little. And there's no way that
click
I'll
that,
do an
folks,
hour. there's no way that I'll do. Don't tell them because they will. There's no way that I'll do an hour's live stream with a normal size mug. So if anyone can find me a pink,
Ben White though, what were you saying?
I'm saying I've got Ryan on the basis that I think Ben White is going to make a massive difference at Brighton.
Very good for for Leeds last season. Very good for Leeds. And Leeds wanted him back badly. Haven't got him.
Right, I said no.
Signed some others. And Potter said no. I see a future for him. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good. 4.5 in FPL.
Nice.
Haven't seen much. I don't think you're going to get much goal threat. Let's say that. But if you think Leeds are going to keep clean sheets, why not? But for 4.5, you can also have the fullbacks, Dallas and Ayling. And I think those guys are going to carry a little bit more threat going forward. So don't see much love, I don't think, for Ben White in the short term, but he might make the Leeds defence, the Brighton defence, a lot better. Another super chat from Nahel, thank you. Robbo, Trent, and that is Carl Walker-Peters. McCarthy, double up. So what are we saying? Robbo and Trent, and so double Liverpool and double Saints at the back there, Sam. What are we saying?
It's a lot of eggs in two baskets is my only concern with that. Now, I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing, particularly with the Liverpool double up, because as long as Alisson stays, well, as long as they all stay fit, when they're all a unit together, then there's clean sheets written every single week.
Yeah.
But if one of them gets injured, that's a problem at Liverpool.
Okay.
Southampton I do like. I'm just not sure I trust them enough to double up.
Okay. All right. And another super chat from Gareth Robertson. Thank you, Gareth, for the super chat. What are your thoughts on Jimenez and Ings? Both good options, in my opinion. Jimenez, a couple of very difficult games to kick off the season. Ings with probably slightly better fixtures, but both good options, right?
Both brilliant options, yeah. I mean, Jimenez, you all know how I feel about Jimenez. I absolutely love the man. Danny Ings, I think, had a brilliant season last season. Can he do it again with such vavavoom? Well, guess we're going to find out. But I do
if he can stay fit, Danny Ings, I think he's really good. I'm expecting a good season from Southampton. I really am. I listened to, I think it's FPL Gaffer, who is the Southampton correspondent for Planet FPL. So if you're not following at Planet FPL, James and Serge over on Twitter, got to be following those guys. They had a whole week of correspondence week.
It
so
was fantastic.
A fan from every single Premier League club.
Mm.
Fans that go to the games, they're the season ticket holders a lot of the time, these guys. They know a lot about their clubs. And FPL Gaffer is expecting, I think quite rightly, a big season for the Saints this year. Big season.
I am too. I think they're going to do really well, and I think Sheridan's will be part of that.
I think you're right. Another super chat from Gurav saying, Doherty and Son and Mitrovic, or Justin and Ali and Ings? Or we'll be talking about the Spurs assets in a bit when I get to my team. But of those two, where would you go? Doherty, Son, Mitrovic, or Justin, Ali, Ings?
Doherty and Son.
Doherty, Son, I think. Yeah, just about. David James, Whiteway is in with Spurs kit. Looks like it was put in the dark wash. I don't know, but I haven't seen the Spurs kit.
Excuse me.
Is it a bit dark wash?
It's the one I want. I keep sending you links. Can I have this for my birthday? It's a slightly green. It's green and pink.
Very good. So here we go. This is my team then going into game week one. This is, again, full disclaimer. It is going to change, no doubt about it. Will absolutely change, but right now
is that a little Spurs player in the middle?
There is a Spurs player in the middle there. There is a Spurs player in the middle. And to be honest with you,
who is it?
It's Dele Alli, and I'm getting more and more. I'm talking myself into Dele Alli. Now, what I normally do in game week ones is I have a feeling about a player, and then because I don't really see him in any other drafts, I've tended in previous seasons not to do it. So I'm like, well, I'll sort of go with the herd a little bit game week one because I don't want to fall too far behind. But I do have a good feel about Dele Alli.
Yeah.
I will make my decision on him probably early next week after the second lot of All or Nothing. Yeah, because genuinely, the way that Mourinho is managing that guy, I think he's trying to get the best out of Dele Alli. Now, I don't want to go off too much at a tangent here about Spurs, but that documentary demonstrated to me how much Mourinho has got to change the culture of that club. Actually, let me rephrase that. He hasn't got to change the culture of the club, but how much he wants to change the club. How much he's going to change the culture of that club. Pochettino had a bunch of nice guys that played football nicely together, felt like a family. There was a sense of belongingness and there was just this general good feeling and vibe about the squad.
Mm.
Mourinho's come in and he's shaking it up. I want you to be, you know, he swears a lot, doesn't he? I want you to be bastards. I want you to be out there and be nasty and I want you to win. I know, but listen, I've just got to listen to Mourinho and what he says on this stream because there's worse words than that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And he rips into them a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Now, I think he's looking around that squad and he's saying, who's got the sort of character that I need? I personally don't think that Heung-min Son has got that sort of character. Here's a little prediction that I will make now. Heung-min Son will leave Tottenham before the end of the season.
What? Shut up!
Because I think Mourinho will alienate him.
Shut!
He's not a Mourinho player. Anyway, that's an aside. But a player that I do think will come to the fore under Mourinho is Dele Alli, because Dele Alli has got this nastiness in him that Mourinho is looking for. So I do fancy him. I'm going for him. I'm going for a little bit of a punt on Dele Alli. What we also said before about price points, and what's great about Dele Alli is he sits there at 8 million, right? So can you go up to a Chelsea midfielder? So if Ziyech starts to come to the fore, if Havertz starts off with a bang, if Pulisic comes back, I can get to those guys quite easily.
Yeah.
Do I want to downgrade Alli to, I don't know, a St. Maximin or an Armstrong or a Sabio easily? Yeah, well, that's really easy then, isn't it? I can reinvest those funds. It's difficult to go up to, say, a Manchester United player, but then I do have Rashford waiting in the wings on my bench, ready to come in for game week two. So I like Alli from a price point perspective as well. Sits there at 8 million. The way that I got to him, by the way, versus from last week, was that I had Trent and Robbo in my back line last week. I'm still very keen on that. I'm still very keen on Trent Robbo. But right now, if I did Robertson down to, say, a Lamptey or a Kyle Walker-Peters or a Charlie Taylor, as I am doing in my current team, that money can be invested in a St. Maximin or an Armstrong up to Dele Alli.
Interesting.
So Dele Alli, this is me going all out in midfield, really, at the moment. I have the Salah-Aubameyang axis. Rashford's waiting to come in. Dele Alli there is a little bit of a interesting differential that I've got a gut feel about, which can easily be changed if I need to. I've put Werner in there instead of Jimenez. Pretty sure I'm going to reverse that before the start of the season. Might be Ings as well. And with that extra million, I'm probably going to bank that. I'm probably going to bank that extra million because that will enable me to go from Alli to Son if I need to. It'll make it easier to go from Rashford to Fernandes if I needed to. It'll make it easier to go from, if I want Werner in from game week two or three, then I can go up to Werner quite easily. So having that million in the bank,
I think that's a good idea.
Is really going to help me, I think. So Werner might not start. Now, listen, I'm not going to put you off starting with Werner. I think, as I've said before many times, I think he's got all the attributes to be a very good Premier League player. And I think he could easily be right up there with the strikers. He'd be up there with Kane and Aguero at the end of the season, is my opinion. But just think, if I want consistency at the beginning, Jimenez or Danny Ings, because he's got slightly better fixtures, Danny Ings. If I start with those guys, if I want to go up to Werner with my million, I can. Or if I want to go to a Chelsea midfielder, I'll know much more about Chelsea game week three or four. And that's when I'm going to make my move.
And that's really interesting, actually, that you said that, because that was one of my key concerns with my team, is that there was a distinct lack of Chelsea blue in there. And I do think Chelsea are going to be one of the big teams.
Oh, I want Chelsea.
Yeah.
I want Chelsea 100%. I just don't know who right now.
No, and I totally agree with you. I totally agree. And that's why there's no Chelsea blue in my team. It's not that I don't think they're good assets. It's not that I don't want to own them. It's that I literally feel like I'm just stabbing a pin in the dark and picking one. And I don't want to start game week one like that, because I feel like I'm more likely to get that wrong than I am get it right. So I'd rather wait and maybe, yes, miss out early on in that first game week. But I'm not too bothered about the second game week, because as we've said, it's Liverpool. But by the time that Liverpool game has happened, we'll have two lots of information on Frank's starting 11.
Yeah, it's all about gathering information.
And we'll be better for game week three.
All about gathering information. Suchek, for all the reasons we mentioned before, I think...
You're in my camp, though, aren't
probably
you?
Probably not going to have
it. Yeah.
Probably not. And I'm thinking about... I'm trying to squeeze 0.5 out of somewhere, because I do like Saka, I do like Armstrong from Southampton. I do like Sabio, I think, as well. So Suchek, I don't think he's going to be there. The other three will be there. Defence-wise, obviously I've gone for Trent. But then I'm looking at fixture rotation, looking at Southampton and Brighton and thinking Lamptey and Kyle Walker-Peters. I was sitting there the other night thinking, do I want Lamptey or Kyle Walker-Peters? I was trying to decide between the two and I was like, I just have both. It just look. I mean, they rotate so nicely.
Yeah.
If I have Trent, one of those guys, and then Charlie Taylor every week as Burnley,
but what
kind of okay with that, I think.
So what are you doing about keepers?
Well, this is absolutely the question. So if you go for a Southampton and Brighton double up in defence, not double up, but the rotational pair, who then do you have in goal? Because you're probably either going to have Ryan or McCarthy. They look to be the standout 4.5 goalkeepers, but then you're doubling up every other week, probably, with Ryan and Lamptey or with McCarthy and Kyle Walker-Peters. If I was going to double up on any of those, either of those teams, I think it would be Southampton. I think it would be Southampton. I'm expecting good things from them this season. But I will have Brighton and Southampton representation in my back five. In my back six, I should say. Somewhere. I don't know how it's going to look yet. Johnson is there as a bit of a 4.0 placeholder. I'm still a bit unsure as to who the best 4.0 is. I don't think it's him, by the way. Particularly as his fixtures look very, very difficult for West Ham. And we go back to what we said about West Ham being looking flaky and something wrong at the club, in my opinion. So then I'm looking at the two Crystal Palace 4.0s. I'm looking at it's Nathan Ferguson and it's Tyrick Mitchell, isn't it? Now, Tyrick Mitchell, I think, looks popular. People picking him, but he's a left back, right? And I've seen pictures of Patrick Van Aanholt in training this week. Now, with Patrick Van Aanholt's injury record, I wouldn't expect Hodgson to be chucking him in game week one, is my opinion. Maybe, maybe not. Let's see. But anyway, there's enough doubt there for me to not pick Mitchell.
Yes.
Because Patrick Van Aanholt is first choice, right?
Yeah, 100%.
We agreed on that. So then you look at Nathan Ferguson on the other side. Now, all the news about Nathan Ferguson, if you talk to the Crystal Palace Twitterati over on social media, they will tell you that he is the future.
He is.
He's the future right back for them. And I think Hodgson has come out and said that. Now, yes, he's red flagged right now. He's got a red flag over him. I don't think he's going to be fit for the start of the season. Probably going to start with Joel Ward, aren't they, at right back. I think he's got a bit of a knee. But yes, he does look, Ferguson looks like he is going to be, long term, the right back for Crystal Palace. And by the way, I don't want to make a transfer for my 4.0 defender in game week 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
That's
a waste of
bench.
Transfer. So right, I'd be quite happy, I think, to put Ferguson in game week 1 in the knowledge that in the short term, he's going to come in and be the 4.0 of choice.
Yeah, because I think I'm right in saying this, and Crystal Palace fans will correct me if I'm not, I'm sure, but I'm pretty sure he was going to come earlier on in the January transfer window, but didn't because he needed this surgery. So stayed, had the surgery, and is now recovered, pretty much recovered, but isn't going to be ready for the opening games of the season. But I would expect that by sort of game week 3, 4 maybe,
okay,
a few game weeks in, we'll see Ferguson starting for Crystal Palace. And at that point, as you've just rightly said, I don't want to be making a transfer to bring him in.
Okay, Mike91Rock, thank you for the comment. He's a left centre-back, not a centre-back. Okay, so we might see him. We might see him. I don't know enough. I'm happy to be corrected on any of the 4.0s because, listen, that's
the
one
key.
Of the key, isn't it? It's one of the key positions we look for in FPL. Let's see. Josh Telling is saying, he's saying, great finish. Oh, it looks like Robbie Keane has just scored in Soccer Aid. The guys are saying, is he now essential?
Yes, he's essential.
Robbie Keane.
The other Spurs Irish legends.
Robbie Keane, essential.
Oh, I used to love Robbie Keane. Did he do a little somersault?
I doubt it because he's probably getting on a bit now. He wouldn't want to put his back out. So there we go. That's the team. I have Werner right now. Probably going to be an 8.5. Mitrovic, I think, is pretty locked. I don't see him going anywhere.
Really?
I have Rashford in my team. Charlie Taylor, I think probably Charlie Taylor, because as you can see from the team on screen, it's looking a bit sparse for game week one.
So
I can't really
minute.
Have nobody on the bench.
I was going to say, so Charlie Taylor not playing game week one, Rashford not playing game week one, probably going to be Ferguson not playing game week one. Bit of a risk.
And Suchek potentially as well, because he's isolating.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I do need to change the West Ham contingent in this team, no doubt about it. But even if I change Johnson, it might be for Ferguson, who's not fit as well. So listen, I don't think Charlie Taylor's going to be there come game week one because I'm going to need some players. I'm going to need
and
some
actually,
players.
Burnley's start isn't hugely great, so there probably won't be a lot of clean sheets there anyway early on.
So there we go. Lots to still tinker with, lots still to do with our teams before game week one.
Less than a week.
Less than a week to go, Sam. Less than a week to go. Quick promotion for a video, Sam, that we have. So if you guys are out there, if you're subscribed to the channel, you will know that we've started a new series of videos called FPL Family X, where we're meeting people from the community. And last week, we put out a video with David Akehurst from at FPL in the Dugout. So just starting out on Twitter. So only got a few followers on Twitter, but a reasonable size account over on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So it's really nice to speak to David. You did a great interview with him. If you haven't checked that video out yet, guys, head back to the channel after this. Go check out when you met David Akehurst on FPL Family X. Now we have another FPL Family X video coming up this Wednesday.
So exciting.
And we are very excited to tell you that we have an interview with last season's champion. So Josh Ball is going to be talking to Sam, or has already spoken to you, actually.
Yeah.
The video is done. It's in the bag. The interview's done. But the video is going to premiere. It's going to be released on the YouTube channel on Wednesday. So if you're not subscribed yet and you're thinking, okay, I don't need to subscribe because I know Lee and Sam are going to be on Sunday, 8:30. I know that's when they're going to be on, so I don't need to subscribe. First of all, you should subscribe. Second thing, Josh Ball's going to be on. You want to be one of the first to watch these videos, guys. It is a cracking video. I've watched it back.
Have you watched it?
I've watched it. It's a brilliant, brilliant interview. The way that Josh talks about how he became champion and just the surprise that came with it, it is just, and the way that that all unfolded, and we're not going to go into it, guys. You guys know the story of how he became champion. And Josh tells that really, really well. So
yeah.
I think it's a great, great video. Hit subscribe right now and you'll be one of the first to watch that on Wednesday.
It was really interesting for me as a seasoned FPL manager to listen to somebody who obviously has won the game in terms of how he thinks about FPL and the way that he goes about making decisions. Because actually, I think that's really useful to us as FPL managers to listen to somebody who's now won it and reflecting on what they did in order to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what I like about him is he's got this very scientific approach to it, right? I think he's like a maths graduate, or
so
his
actual job is to do with he does cancer research, the mathematical stuff behind curing cancer. Unbelievable talent this guy has got, but his mathematical brain, and it's something that's commonplace. People with mathematical brains tend to be good at FPL. That's just a fact.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I was probing him about, is how is that maths brain that you have helping you?
Is he good at chess as well?
Yeah, I guess so.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
He also plays the saxophone.
So look out for that, guys. When Sam meets Josh Bull, last season's FPL champion numero uno, the video will be out Wednesday. Hit that subscribe button and you'll be one of the first to watch it.
You've been giving him a little crown in the graphic.
A little crown like that. Did you add that?
Yeah.
Look at you with your graphics. I love it. I love it. Just a quick shout out while we are here for our Patreon supporters.
Some more
Sam from FPL Family graphics, which I absolutely love. Coming a long way with the old graphics lately.
Well, I mean,
I think you are. Looking great.
It's getting better.
It's getting much, much better. Getting much better. We had loads of new patrons in the last week or so. So thank you to everybody that's joined us over on Patreon. Patreon.com/FPL family. If you want to come join us over on the Patreon community this season. Loads to look forward to. Bonus podcasts. If you want access to my thoughts about the All or Nothing documentary that we binge watched last week. I did a special Ohana podcast exclusively for our Patreon supporters over on Patreon last Friday. So you can check that out. If you want to go and sign up to the $3 tier, you can go listen to that straight away and go listen to the detail as to why I think Dele Alli is a nice pick going into new season.
I think I better go and listen to that.
Have a listen. Yeah, have a listen. I think the guys would like for you to do a Patreon Ohan on it as well, just to get a Spurs opinion on it, as well as a non-Spurs opinion.
Next week, won't it?
Yeah,
probably.
I think it'd be a good thing to do. You'll also get Slack community access, so more and more people getting into the Slack nowadays, building up the community in there. If you want to go to the $5 tier and look at our Manager of the Month, you get access to our free monthly competitions that, as we guys have told you before, we don't do mini leagues on FPL, not allowed to, but we are creating mini leagues outside of FPL that we are tracking ourselves and we'll be updating regularly on Patreon, regular on these YouTube streams, and you can win monthly prizes like the stuff that's on the wall here, but the camera's not on, so you won't be able to see it. When the camera comes back on, you will be able to see the lovely stuff that's on the wall, the signed stuff and the signed shirts, etc., etc. Head over to www.kickingtheballswith2s.com to go and check out all of the stuff they've got over there and the sorts of prizes that you can win. And then we have a new tier at the Zoom level with $10 a month, where you get the podcast, you get the Slack access, you get the free monthly competitions, and you get access to us as well. You get individual one-to-one Zoom sessions. We've done a few already. They're really great fun, really, really great fun. And at the end of those sessions, you get the choice as to whether you want to upload that video to YouTube, you want to keep it to yourself, or you want me to just hit delete. I can just delete it and it can be just a private chat. No doubt about it. You can do whatever you want with that video. So guys, if you want to come and support us over on Patreon this year, we would love you to come and join in with that community. www.patreon.com/FPL family. Links in the description below, Sam. Right. Here we go.
Oh, I love it.
It is prediction time. It's prediction time. So guys, this is your moment. We need the help from you guys to get in the live chat. We would like to know top four, bottom three, golden boot, golden glove. Are we doing golden gloves?
Yes, we're doing gloves.
Golden gloves we're doing as well. And the top FPL point scorer in defence and midfield and forward. And we're going to start, Sam. We're going to start with the community's predictions for top four, guys. So get into the live chat now. Do the chat however you want. One, you know, first team, two, three, four, however you want to do it. It's absolutely fine. We're going to give you a minute to do that. And while we do that, we are going to write down our predictions for the top four. And the way that we're going to do this is the same that we've done it in previous seasons.
In order.
You won't know my predictions. I won't know your predictions. We will, of course, know the community's predictions because we're doing it live on the live stream. And we have, ready to go, the Patreon community's predictions as well that we asked for in the Slack earlier this week. There they are, ready to go. And you can read those out
in
just a sec.
I'll read them out later.
But let us write down who we think the top four is going to be.
I love it if you don't predict Liverpool again.
Famously, last season, I did not predict Liverpool to be champions in the 1920 season, for which I got a lot of stick, rightly so, in the YouTube comments on a couple of videos ago. So yes, top four in order. Top four in order. Let's see. I'm going to go...
I've got a bit rogue here.
Rogue. St. Maximin is not going to fire Newcastle to the Champions League, Sam. I'm sorry to tell you.
Don't tell everyone about my golden boot.
I'm sorry to tell you. St. Maximin, guy. Listen, could happen. So there we go. Right, there's my...
Oh, how much do I do this with my head and my heart?
Have you done your top four? Just top four at the moment. None of the others, just top four.
I've done top three at the minute.
Top three. All right, well, I've done my top four. I'm going to put my card
there.
All right,
there. I've done it.
Okay, I'll put my card there. Now, I'm going to go to the community. Let's have a look at the live chat. Sam, I'm going to need you to start writing down the community's top four. Let's see what you guys are saying. Optimus Prema, first Chelsea, two Man City, three Man United, four Liverpool. Abhishek, one Man City, two Man United, three Chelsea, four Spurs. Where's Liverpool? Goodness me. The chat is going absolutely crazy, Sam, so I've got to try and keep up with this. Ellie Birch is saying one City, two Liverpool, three Spurs, four Chelsea. Goodness me. Where's United gone? Hamza Siddiqui is saying City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal in fourth.
Well, that's the first Arsenal.
Gareth Robinson, Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal. Rita Sen saying City, United, Liverpool, Spurs. Not enough for Spurs here. What's going on?
It feels like it's City, Liverpool
Feels like it. Let's get a few more in
it
there.
Feels Martin, like Spurs might be fourth.
Martin Boyle is in. Hey, Martin. City, Liverpool, Chelsea, United. A lot of love for Chelsea here. Let's see. I should have just... There's an option, I think, in YouTube to slow down the chat. I think I should have done that. Let's see. Nehal is saying Liverpool, City, United, Chelsea. Let's see. Ferdy Moore is saying, City, United, Liverpool, Arsenal.
God, this is going to be so hard because there's about six clubs that keep coming up.
I'm picking these in absolute random, by the way, guys. Ariaman is saying Liverpool, City, Chelsea, Chelsea has got to feature in this top four.
It's got to be. It's going Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, and then one of the others that keep getting
mentioned.
Will
Gregor, thanks, Will. Chelsea, Liverpool, United, City. Mick Lustmetz, Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal. Here we go. Let's see. This is good. Keep them coming, guys. Sanyak is saying City, Chelsea, Liverpool, United. FPL Geordie, City, Liverpool, Chelsea, United. Glenn Knightley saying Manchester City, Arsenal, Man U, Liverpool. What's the feel we got here? What are we saying?
Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea. And then the fourth place is...
It's Manchester United.
There's been some Arsenals, a few Spurs. I think there's probably been more United than the others. Just do a last call for just the fourth place. So we basically got Man United, Spurs or Arsenal.
So we think, let's write these down. Yeah, it's a good shout. So who's going to be fourth, guys? Who's fourth in the league? So we're saying Man City,
Liverpool,
Chelsea.
And then who's going
to
be fourth?
In that order for top three, according to you guys. Guys, tell us who you think is going to be fourth. JJ says United. Ellie Birch says Spurs. Adam says Arsenal.
Oh, God, I've run out of hands.
Spurs, Wolves.
Wolves?
Arsenal. Man United. Oh, man, the chat's...
Oh, my God, the chat's gone mad.
We definitely should have come up with a different way of doing this.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I've never seen a chat move so much.
The chat has just broken.
We've broken YouTube.
A lot of Spurs. A lot of United.
It's going to be one of them too.
Some Arsenal, but I'm feeling United here with Spurs.
Should I just put United dash Spurs? Is that the fairest way here?
Go on, do that. We'll get you guys. You get out of jail
because this is mental. I can't count them. I was going to count it on my hands.
Yeah, can you just add these up?
I started off counting them, and then it's just gone.
Right, chat, calm. Bit of calm in the chat. So we're going for the top four predictions for you guys for this season. Man City champions this season.
Liverpool
second. Chelsea third.
Yeah.
Manchester United.
Or Spurs fourth.
I have to say, I think...
Don't upset me.
There was probably a bit more Man United. What? But the fact that there was enough Spurs in there for us to go, do you know what?
We're not sure.
There's a hint. There's a more than a hint of Spurs in there. So, like, right, that's it. That is the top four...
Oh God,
predicted.
The bottom three is going to go off.
Top four predicted. We're going Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United, stroke Spurs. There we go, guys. Right, bit of calm in the chat. That's better. Look, it's a bit...
They're all taking a breath.
Calm down.
They're getting ready to fight about the bottom three now.
The guys are saying use a straw poll. Yes, very good idea. I should absolutely have thought that. This is why YouTube need to bring back polls, right?
Why did they delete the polls?
Need to bring back polls. Although I quite like the chat going crazy. It's
that was fun.
Right, guys, bottom three predictions. Who, guys, in the 2021 season, in your opinion, is getting relegated?
18th, 19th, 20th, 18th, in that order, please.
19th and 20th in that order, please. Let's see. I'm going to write down who I think is going to be bottom three. Bottom three, I think, and I wrote it down before. Here we go. I think these guys are going to be bottom. Then I think it's going to be them. And then I think it's going to be them. Right, you done your bottom three? I'm clearer on that than I am top four.
I found that quite easy.
Maybe just because there's three rather than four. But listen, those are my bottom three.
There's a clear bottom three this year, I feel like. I wonder if the chat will agree with me.
I don't think it's going to be as clear as you think. Certainly for... I think there's a couple that I would say are probably in danger, I would think. But listen, let's go to the chat. Let's see what you guys are saying.
Is it calm?
Let's see. It's not calm. Sam. It's not calm. Martin Boyle's in again. He's saying Palace, West Brom and Fulham.
Okay.
There we go. Let's see. We've got James Ward is saying West Brom. Yeah, we've got Crystal Palace, West Ham and Villa from Sydney. Thank you, Sydney.
It's starting to get quicker.
I'm just going to read these out. I need you
just
to...
Just read it and I'll try and keep count.
You need to just take the information in. We've got... Oh, man, this is crazy. I can't even read it. How do I slow this down? There must be a way to slow this down. Live chat. Toggle timestamps. No, I don't want to do that. Oh.
Don't break it.
Oh, no, don't do that. Cancel. Right, okay. I've just got to try... My eyes have just got to try and focus in on one. Let's see. Jeff Holt is saying West Brom to go down. Let's see. Palace, Fulham and West Brom.
That's been the main one so far.
It's looking like the one, isn't it? Fulham, Palace, West Brom.
Yeah.
Fulham, West Brom, Villa. Okay. Spurs, West Brom, Fulham.
Who's that?
That's Dog
Moderators.
Mods, get involved.
I mean, if the mods have got no hope, bless them today.
Typical expert is in. He's saying Brighton, Villa, West Brom.
Brighton?
Oh, I fancy him to have a good season, you know. Dominic O'Donnell is in West Ham to go down. Maybe. Let's see. Ferdy Moore, Palace, Fulham, West Brom.
Palace, Fulham, West Brom. That's how it feels like.
FPL, DCG, Villa, Palace, West Brom. Nana Yar is saying slow mode. Yeah, we'll get that. When I figured out how to do that, we'll get it on. Let's see. Rational 360, West Brom, Newcastle, Aston Villa.
Newcastle?
Well, listen.
Wow. If St Max gets relegated, what am I going to do?
Well, possibly. Let's see. Let's see. Ray Brath is saying Villa, West Brom, West Ham. Mafaz is saying Crystal Palace, Fulham and West Brom. How are we feeling?
I'm putting West Brom last. Because
I think
that
we're saying
has been
West Brom.
Everybody's thing. Then it seems to be Fulham. It seems to be West Brom bottom, Fulham... And then it seems to be Palace or Villa that are coming up the most.
Palace or Villa. I'm seeing a few Sheffield Uniteds, you know.
You haven't mentioned them yet.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm just seeing a blur from now on. There we go. So, Great El Mondo, Sheffield United, Villa, West Brom. I think we've got to go Villa here, haven't we? I'm seeing a lot of Villas.
There was a hell of a lot of Palace early on.
Ellie Birch, now Palace bottom.
There's a lot of Palace in there.
Nasser S, Villa, West Brom, Fulham.
Do you know what? I'm going to do Villa / Palace. It's the only fair way, like we did at the top.
I think Villa, you know.
I'll put a box around Villa as if we think that was the more, but I think it's only fair. There's a lot of Palace in that.
Azzy, who's in tonight. Hey, Azzy, he's saying, anyone think Burnley? They're not seeing a lot of love for Burnley. Do you know what? The one name that is conspicuous by its absence is Leeds. No one is saying Leeds to go back down. Very, very few of you saying Leeds to go down. But a lot of you saying West Brom, a lot of you saying Fulham. I think those two, and then I think probably Villa for me. But you've written Villa / Palace.
I have, yeah, and I've put Villa in a box.
Villa in a box.
Just because we think that they're... Because it sounds like they were sort of more likely. And you know what? Okay. I'll do the same for United. I'll put United in a box because we think they came up a bit more than Spurs. But because there was enough of you saying the other, okay. Let's be fair.
All right, very good. Let's see. So Kutch has sent another super chat. We've got to read this one out. Liverpool, City, Chelsea, Tottenham for the top four. West Ham, West Brom and Fulham.
West Ham.
West Ham feature quite a lot. I think Villa Palace. Let's stick there. All right.
Shall we do what we're doing next?
Let's go. So we've got top four, bottom three. I would like to know, guys, your predictions for this season's Golden Boot. Jamie Vardy, the current reigning Premier League Golden Boot holder. Who do you think is going to be, guys, this season's Golden Boot? Let's check it out. Let's write down one player who we think is going to be Golden Boots. I'm going to go with who I wrote down earlier because I think it's a good shout. Have you got your name? All right, I've got my name. Cards down, face down on the table. Let's see. Hopefully this should be a little bit easier for the podcast listeners, I nodded my head. You nodded. For the podcast listeners, you nodded.
Sorry.
Here goes the chat again. Absolutely mental.
At least it's only one name this time. It's got to be easier to keep up with.
It's very difficult for me to read people's names out and then the names. I'm just going to start firing
Premier League names at you and you can just
see if you can keep up. Aubameyang featuring pretty highly. Werner featuring pretty highly in here. A couple of Sterlings in there as well. Quite a lot of Aubameyangs as well. A lot of Aubameyangs. Werner again. Aubameyang, a couple in there. Timo Werner again. A lot of love for Werner. Golden Boot in his first
season.
I think he can be Golden Boot in his first season. Maybe. Like I say, I've got high hopes for him. I'm sure the Chelsea faithful have got high hopes for him as well. Quite a few Aubameyangs in here, though. A lot of Aubameyangs.
There looks a lot of Ubers there.
There's a lot of Aubameyangs. There's a few Werners. There's a few Kanes knocking about as well. But I'm feeling Werner and Aubameyang are the two. There's a Mahrez there I just saw flying up and down the live chat. A few Kanes again.
There was Salah.
A couple of Martials. Yeah, not a lot of Liverpool love in here. Not a lot of Salah. Not a lot of Mane. Mostly Werner. Mostly Aubameyang. As Andy Carroll flies past
Andy
on the
Carroll.
Live chat. Absolutely brilliant. The only Andy Carroll that we'll
it's
see.
Only a play of Callum
probably
Wilson.
This season. For Bruno Fernandes, 25 goals, people are saying. I mean, listen, Martial, Mason Greenwood,
people are probably.
Saying. Goodness me. I'm seeing a lot of Werner, but I'm seeing a hell of a lot of Aubameyang.
Right, Aubameyang.
I'm seeing a hell of a lot of Aubameyang. I'd put one Aubameyang, two Werner, closely followed by Werner.
I'll put 1-2 then.
I am seeing a lot of love for Werner
on, then.
In the live chat, no doubt about it. There's a few Salahs now creeping in now that we've said it. Josh King flies up and down the live chat. Mitrovic there, shout out from Mick to Mitrovic. But I think Aubameyang and Werner,
right, they're on one,
are the
two.
Choices of the FPL family community.
And I've
love
put them
that
in
guys.
That order,
love
Aubameyang,
that.
And then we think Werner. You think Werner.
Nice shout from Debraj. He or she just goes Lingard. Love it. Loving that.
What, now he scored one, that's it.
Mark Walker says Ings. Yeah, okay, Danny Ings, maybe. Who knows? Rational 360, KDB, fingers crossed. Hmm. Let's see. Who else we got in here? Let's see. A lot of Sterlings in there. I think we're okay with that.
Okay.
I think we're okay with Aubameyang, and I think we're okay with Werner. So, guys, there we go. That is your predictions for the Golden Boot. Aubameyang reclassified as a midfielder this season. And then Werner, a name that was not in there at all, that I barely saw, Sergio Aguero. Nobody saying Sergio Aguero, which is very, very interesting. But listen, you have made your decisions, guys. Made your decisions. Right.
Gloves.
Moving swiftly on. Do you know what? I wasn't sure whether we were going to do Golden Gloves or not, and I haven't got a Golden Gloves graphic. Do you want to do Golden Gloves?
Yeah.
All right. So what is this? Most clean sheets.
Yeah.
The goalkeeper, guys. I haven't got a graphic. Ignore the golden boot on the screen. Golden Gloves, guys. Golden Gloves. So which goalkeeper is going to have the most clean sheets? Not FPL points.
Clean sheets.
The most clean sheets. For a goalkeeper this season. Answers on a postcard, please. Let's see. Have you written yours already?
Yeah. Easy. Absolute no-brainer.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure...
The easiest one to write, ever.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think there's a few that could challenge, but... No.
I bet you they are currently saying the same name over and over and over again.
Right, let's see. So I've got my golden gloves. You've written your golden gloves.
Yeah.
Time for my eyes to go square again. Let's see. There's a few Edisons in there. There's a few Kepers. Not sure where that's coming from. Quite a few De Gea's in there. Lloris. Yes, can see a few Hugo Lloris's. Absolutely. A lot of Alisson Becker's. Yeah, a lot of Alisson Becker. Quite a lot of Hugo Lloris, you know.
Really?
A lot of Hugo Lloris's in there. There's a few Nick Popes, as you'd expect, I think. You'd expect a few Nick Popes.
Anyone saying Pickford?
No one is saying Pickford, Sam. No one is saying Pickford. In what can only be described as one of my favourite pieces of commentary in the Nations League game yesterday, when that Icelandic forward stepped up to take that penalty, the commentator in that game said, "I fancy Pickford." I was like, no one has ever fancied Jordan Pickford for anything. You can't say that. Luckily for him, because he was going down to his left. Did you see him? And the penalty went up, so he would have missed the penalty, no question. There's a few McCarthy's in there, but there are a lot of Edisons. Edison, Alisson, a couple of McCarthy's in there. Not enough, I don't think, to write it down. Hugo Lloris, featuring a lot here, Hugo Lloris. Featuring a lot. Let's see, Edison again, De Gea, Alisson, Button, Ellie Birch is saying like that. Very good, very good. Alisson getting a lot of love here. So's Edison. Hugo again. Hugo.
Really?
Yeah, Hugo. Dean Henderson. Karius, like that. Nice one, Matt Hamilton. Very good. Edison, Alisson, De Gea. Alisson again. I think we go... This is a tough one. This is the community has split. I'm surprised.
They don't think it's as easy as I did.
I'm surprised that you've gone, bang, this is easy. Because the community are very split on this. I'm seeing a lot of Edisons, a lot of Alissons, but I'm also seeing a lot of Hugos. I think we should go with Edison. But I think we should put in brackets a lot of love for Hugo Lloris. A lot of love for Hugo Lloris in the chat, guys. I like that.
I'll put Edison first and then Alisson and Lloris in second together. Yeah?
I like that.
Does that seem fair?
That seems fair. Yeah, it feels like the wrong sort of forum to just pick one. There's so many different answers out there. To just pick one is a bit harsh on the you guys in the chat. So there we go. Golden Gloves. Golden Gloves. Who's going to get that award? Right, on to the FPL points, right? So up to now, we've talked about actual Premier League standards. We've talked top four, top bottom three, Golden Boot, Golden Gloves. Let's talk now about FPL. So who is going to be, guys, your top scoring FPL defender this time? Who's going to be the top scoring FPL defender? And I'm going to write down this guy's name. Okay, that is... I've written that down. I'm done. Pen's down. Are you done? Are you writing the long version of his name or the short version of his name? You've written the long version of his name. Very good. Guys, get in the live chat. Let us know who you think is going to be the top point-scoring defender in FPL this year. And I don't think, Sam, we're going to have quite such a difficult time.
Depends.
On
they
this
might,
one.
It
because,
will be just... Did they write the long or the short?
Well, there's a lot of different choices in here, but Trent is absolutely coming through here. There's a few Doherty's in here. There's a couple
what
of
is this love for the Spurs defence?
There's a couple of Phil Joneses coming coming
Phil
through.
Jones?
Nice shout out there for Chilwell. Thiago Silva, who I think is a fantastic signing for Chelsea. I can't believe they've got this guy. Unbelievably good signing. For all sorts of reasons. But Robertson is featuring as well. There's a couple of Wan-Bissakas in there.
No.
A few Doherty.
Not the biscuit tin, I refuse.
Ben White gets a mention as well. But Trent Alexander-Arnold, more often than not, is coming out as the one to have a look at. Tim Ream, yes, like that. Thank you for the comment, whoever made that. It's gone off the screen, of course, very, very quickly. But Tim Ream getting a shout out there.
Ream's back.
Let's see. Thiago Silva getting a bit of love, you know. Thiago Silva getting a bit of love, which I can see. I can see why. One of the best in the world, right? What he's going to do for those younger players and those younger defenders at Chelsea is unbelievable.
Yeah, Thiago absolutely.
Silva. Imagine being, because they've got so many young players and they've bought so many young players. Imagine walking into your new club and Thiago flipping Silva is that. I mean, that is such a great move by Chelsea, honestly. It's brilliant. Kunkaram says, Tim Ream, thank you, Kunkaram, for your suggestion. We won't be writing it down.
I hope you have.
I hope he has.
Kunkaram
has
posted his to us. His.
Oh, yes.
They're on the way.
Yes, Kunkaram.
From the Netherlands, winging their way.
As per last season, we're going to get Kunkaram's shout
outs.
Love that. Thank you, Kunkaram.
I hope Tim Ream is on the list.
Tim Ream is in there. Chakri is saying Cancelo. Don't know about that. Let's see. Wan-Bissaka Ronaldo is saying. Abhishek is saying James. I think it's a nice shout. But listen, I don't think we need to spend too much more time here, Sam. The community, despite having a nice spread and coming out with some really nice differentials, like Bagat is saying Tierney. David Luiz, most owned goals, Paul J is saying, which I kind of like. I think the community, pretty sure they're going for Trent.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're going for Trent. So listen, we're going to write Trent down and we're going to move on to the top scoring midfielder guy. So this is where it's going to get a bit more difficult, in my opinion. This is where the chat is going to go absolutely bonkers, I'm sure, with all sorts of people's names. So I'm just going to read some names out, try and catch as many as you can. I'm going to write down my top scoring FPL midfielder for next season, the upcoming season. Let's see. I'm going to go with this guy. Right, there we go. Pen's down for me. Pen's down for you.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Let's see what you guys are saying. A lot of love immediately. A lot of love immediately for Mr. Aubameyang, but also for Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne is absolutely in there. A lot of recency bias for Kai Havertz. You guys are saying Kai and Havertz. So you guys loving a bit of the new Chelsea boy there. Bruno obviously getting a lot of mentions. No doubt that was going to happen. Let's see. More for Kai Havertz. Quite a lot for Aubameyang. A lot for Bruno. And a lot for KDB. I'm feeling like it's between those three. Sterling featuring a little bit now as well. A couple of shout-outs for Son as well. Kim Min-Son featuring as well.
What's happened to all the Liverpool love?
Ziyech coming in. A couple of shouts for Ziyech, but not enough, I don't think, to keep him on the radar here. Jake Livermore gets a shout-out.
Yes! Go on, Jakey boy!
Jake Livermore getting a shout-out.
Love that.
Mason Greenwood with more than a couple of shout-outs, by the way. Kai Havertz again. People getting excited about the Chelsea new boy. Ziyech in there again. Messi, says a couple of people. Shame that transfer couldn't come to fruition in the end, wasn't it? Would have liked to see him in the Premier League. Let's see what else. Aubameyang absolutely clearly is in there. Ox, people are saying. Mick is saying Ox. Loving that. My shout out for the last couple of weeks of the season. He did all right, Ox. Havertz again featuring. Dele, there we go. Someone coming up with a nice differential there. Dele. Pulisic getting a bit of love. Not a lot of love for Pulisic in this particular bit of the live stream. A bit, you know, obviously with the injury, people not seeing him in pre-season. But listen, I think he's going to be a force this season.
Out of sight,
really
out of
do.
Mind, I think, with Pulisic.
I really do. I think he's going to come back with a bang. Bruno getting a lot of love here. Aubameyang, Bruno, KDB. I'm feeling like, you can tell me which name I've said the most, but I'm feeling like Bruno. People really loving Bruno in the live chat. Bruno and Aubameyang. Bruno and Aubameyang.
Shall I put them both then?
A lot of love for Kai Havertz as well.
Shall I put all three then?
Not all three. We need to sort of get it down a little bit. I would say Aubameyang and I would say Bruno Fernandes. Third place, a very, very close KDB in third place. But let's keep it to those two.
Okay.
Again, no love for Salah.
It's weird, this.
No, like, it's a top point scorer for the last how many seasons? Salah.
If I think back to last season, when we sat and did our predictions with you guys last year, it was all about Salah.
It was. Yeah, it was. But there we go. We've got new FPL legends in the game. Aubameyang reclassified as a midfielder. Bruno obviously coming to the fore. Let's see. And somebody is spamming the chat with Lundstrom. So I don't want to call out a spam, Miguel C, but A bit of love for Lundstrom at this point in the season, which I've got to love. There's a few Salahs coming in now, which is nice. A few belated Salahs coming in. A few Pepes coming in, which is absolutely criminal, Pepe? By the way. I did see a few Mateus Pereiras, by the way, at 6 million, the West Brom midfielder who ripped it up in the Championship last season. Can he do it on the big time? Can he do it on the big stage? Let's see. But at 6 million, looks nice. Anthony Martial, a few people are saying, but listen, he is now a forward, so he does not count. A few for Pepe, Bruno again, Mark Noble, interestingly. I think we're right with that. I think I'm all right with that. Aubameyang.
If Mark Noble outscores Salah and Aubameyang,
Mark Noble,
that'll be the best thing that's ever happened to FPL because we'll all be able to afford him.
There's quite a lot of love for Kai Havertz. This guy looking like he's going to be the one. Dominic O'Donnell in there with the Livermore shout. Loving that. Thank you, mate. And Abhishek is saying Kai, and we've got a few for Grealish as well. So listen, as I expected, a big spread of answers there, but I think we've got the main two. Right. Last but not least, who is going to be your top scoring FPL forward, guys? So for next season, who is going to get the most FPL points in the forward position? Now, I've written down somebody, if I can spell his name right. Have you written already?
Yeah.
Are you in again?
Yeah.
Is this easy for you?
Yeah.
I know, you've got. Absolutely ridiculous. Spurs will be in your top four. He'll be golden boot and top scoring forward, I bet.
What of it?
Pathetic. Pathetic. Right.
I think you'll find that the live chat thinks that we're going to win the league. So, you know.
We just had a super chat fly up the live chat saying, guys, you should do polls. This chat is ridiculous.
We can't do polls.
I'd love YouTube bring back polls, but we can't do polls.
Everyone petition the government to make YouTube bring back polls, please?
I do take the point, though. There must be a better way to do it than this, because this is the craziest I've ever seen the chat. Let's see how many of you are actually in tonight. Let's see. We've got 737 people in. So, guys, thank you for joining tonight. Thank you for being so interactive.
He's actually starting to lose his voice.
In the live chat. I'm going croaky. I'm going to have a little drink.
Have a drink. And then start reading out Kane.
Top scoring, Sam. FPL forward. There's a few Vardys in there. There's a lot of Werners. A lot of Timo Werners. Keenan Davis, good shout out there, like that. a few people saying Aguero, there we go.
Oh, yes, he's alive.
He's back to the four. A lot of Werners. Yes, a few Canes, absolutely. Martial in there as well, representing Aguero again. A lot of Werners still. Werner, here we go. Liv Werner. Bamford featuring, there we go. A few for Kane. Danny Ings getting a couple of shout outs, I like the look of that. Troy Deeney, people are saying, not sure about that.
Where's he going?
I don't know. A lot more Werners, a few Vardys in there as well. Another couple of shout-outs for Keenan Davis. Martial, Aguero, again, Kane. So, guy, you guys are pretty split, but it's the same sorts of names that are coming to the fore here. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, a couple of you guys are saying, I'm not sure he's going to be top point scorer, you know. Shout-out for Brewster, okay, if he gets his loan move, who knows. One for Joe Linton, okay. Massive two-goal haul for him last season. Let's see if he can do better than that. There's a few people for Che Adams, not many Callum Wilsons I'm seeing. A few Agueros, but I think...
Sounds like it was Werner to me.
I think it's Werner. I'd like to say Werner with a bit of Kane, but I honestly do think... Kane and Martial are joint second there right now, but I think Werner is the guy.
Okay.
That you
Werner
guys
is.
Are voting for here in your droves. It looks like Werner is the one. Michael Obafemi. I like some really out there ones. Igalo, here we go. We're really going for it now. Benteke, goodness me, guys. Must be time to nearly finish the stream. Goodness me. I think Timo Werner is going to get the forward of choice. Top FPL point scorer for the season, we think, or you guys think, is going to be Timo Werner. There we go, Sam. There we go. That is... Thank you guys for doing that. I've never seen the chat... go quite so ridiculous. I think what we'll do next time is maybe I'll find a way to do a poll. Maybe we'll do a straw poll or do a poll on Twitter or something, and maybe we'll just announce it. But having said that, I quite enjoyed how chaotic that was.
It was insane, but that is FPL, right? This is why. that moment there sums up exactly why preseason is so hard.
There will be people that have never live chatted.
Yeah.
And just live chatting. That's what it's all about. Involvement.
It is, but also, you know, these players are... The reason it's so mental is that we don't know. And that was exactly reflective of basically our FPL minds now. As
FPL
we try and
Jordan
decide our
saying,
teams.
That was mental, lol. Yeah, it was.
It was.
There's no other word for it.
But was it good fun?
Chicken
Absolutely.
And salad. Twitter polls, please. We can't do Twitter polls.
You can do Twitter polls, can't you? But do YouTube
polls. Oh, Twitter polls. Oh, yeah, I can do Twitter polls. Yeah, that's probably how we should do it next time.
No, I like the chaos.
Yeah, the chaos was quite good. The chaos was quite good.
Now, would you like me to tell you about the Patreons?
I would love you, Sam, to tell me about what the Patreon community over in Slack are saying. And while you do that, Sam, you have to take a breather and have a sip of water because my voice is absolutely done.
Right, so the lovely people of Patreon, oh, goodness knows how many of them that there are at the moment.
Good 150 odd in the Slack, I would say.
Fabulous people they are. Had a little vote in the same way that we did, although they did have polls over there, didn't they, in the Slack.
So we did actually have
some polls. It wasn't quite so chaotic. So top four from the Slackers. Actually, it was really tight at the top. So with one vote between the top two, Liverpool to win the league, Manchester City in second, Chelsea third, with Manchester United in fourth.
Liverpool to regain the title, the patrons are saying.
Yes,
they know what they're talking about, those
one vote. 38 of them.
So close. So it's going to be close.
It's going to be tight.
Okay. All right.
But it's going to be there.
So that's the top four. Bottom three.
Bottom three. Last, West Brom. Second from bottom, Fulham. And then actually on level votes with 13 each, Palace and Villa.
Yeah, I noticed actually when I did the poll for that, I actually missed out Villa in the poll. The guys were saying, why have you missed out Villa? So we ended up in between us on Slack, we were saying, rather than vote someone else, if you vote for someone else, that's Villa.
Yeah.
So Villa and Palace got the same amount of votes, so we couldn't split them for 18th. Yeah. But poor old Fulham and West Brom.
They're down, 19th apparently.
And 20th, according to the patrons, yeah.
Top scoring defender.
Yeah.
Whitewash. With Trent.
Mr. Trent Alexander-Arnold, of course. Yeah. Midfielder.
Absolute whitewash. Very, very close again in midfield. So again, tied on votes. Kevin De Bruyne and Aubameyang.
Kevin De Bruyne and Aubameyang. Okay, interesting.
So those two again
coming
up. And then in forwards, again, tight. It was close. But as you guys thought in the chat a minute ago, they went with Werner too. And then finally, I went on earlier today and said, oh, we forgot to ask you about Golden Gloves and Golden Boots.
Please did comment. I forget that? Oh, yeah, okay, go on then.
So they did some commenting, so I did actually have to go and add them up. So Golden Glove, Alisson at Liverpool,
good,
and Golden Boot, Mr. Aubameyang.
Mr. Aubameyang for the Golden Boot.
So that's Boots. The Patreon.
There we go. So Sam, put all of these cards, as well as my... Don't you look at my cards.
I don't want to look at your cards.
Look at my
cards. You pretty much got everything wrong last year. Why would I want to look at yours? Didn't even predict your own team would win the league.
All right. Leave it out.
I bet you haven't this year either.
Go on then. Cards in the envelope.
Now, shall I seal it or shall I wait for Karan?
I think we should seal it because I'm pretty sure Karan's will be sealed separately. So let's seal it up.
Oh, look, I haven't thought about this when I wrote it.
All right, don't worry about that. Seal it up. Let's get that sealed and done. Deal delivered. Don't worry about it being too neat. Just get it done. Lovely. That's it. Sealed, guys. Sealed for the next 39 weeks, 38 game weeks. We will open that in our first live stream after the end of the season. We'll find out what I thought, or who I thought,
we're going to
be the champions this season. We will find out who Sam thought was going to be the top point scoring forward in the game, as if we don't know, guys. And we'll obviously go back and we will review all of the chaos that's happening. I'm pretty sure 39 weeks from now, we'll go, do you remember how bloody bonkers that was?
Honestly, can I just say, this is always one of my favourite streams. I love this. But tonight, the chaos in the chat, this is maybe my favourite stream ever. This maybe goes above the police knocking at the door for favourite streams.
Pretty chaotic, wouldn't it? Pretty chaotic.
I love that.
We are, Sam.
I need to go for a lay down now.
We are at 1.5 hours. This is a long live stream, as I thought it might be, guys, with all the predictions that are going on. But thank you to everybody for participating in tonight's FPL Family live stream. Last one. This is before the big kickoff. So we will see you guys next Sunday at 8:30 p.m. for our review. Our review of game week one. Between now and then, of course, we have our video with Josh. So remember to look out for our video with last year's champion, Josh Ball, live on the channel on Wednesday morning. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. You can find us all over the place. We're on Twitter, Instagram. If you're hopefully at 6K on Instagram by the time we pick up your phone again, let's see.
Have a look.
Let's have a look. Come on, we've got to be at 6K. Come on.
Da, 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 da.
Where are we at?
I've got to refresh it.
How many more do we need?
No. I've had nine.
Nine. Guys, we can do better than that. We can do better than that. As soon as we finish here tonight, head over to Instagram.com/FPL Family. Go and search for FPL Family over on Instagram. Let's get Sam to 6K before the start of the season. That would be great. We're also on all of these things, Spotify, etc., etc. You will find Sam on the official FPL podcast this week, and you'll find us both. Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, very good. Right. So the official podcast is out tomorrow. Look out for that. We're also both going to be on the official FPL show on
Thursday.
You control the diary, not me. That's good. Thursday with the lovely Jules Breach. Not James Richardson, because he is self-isolating after a trip to Croatia, but it will be with Ian, I think, as well. So Jules and Ian and we will be on the official FPL show Thursday night, so look out for that.
So buzzing for this to be back.
I'm excited. We've got, 6 days, 5 days now to go until the kickoff.
I've got FPL every day because I've got a couple of Zoom calls in there.
Podcasts, life does not Zooms,
get better. Ohana.
Twitter, 6K on Instagram, Josh video.
Mic drop. Done.
The week is going to be insane. And of course, we'll top it all off with an FPL Family Ohana podcast on Friday for our Patreon supporters. Guys, thank you for tonight. Thank you for indulging us with the prediction. Sorry for the lack of polls, but I think the chaos was kind of good. I kind of enjoyed it in a sort of weird
family
way.
Family chaos, right?
Yeah, family chaos, as usual here on FPL Family. We'll see you this time next Sunday, 8:30, for our review of Game Week 1. Game Week 1 will have been and gone, and we'll know who Frank Lampard started with. We'll know whether Harry Kane's off the mark. We'll know whether Salah blanks or whether he bags a hat-trick against Leeds at home. Guys, we will see you then. Leave us a like before you go, and hit that subscribe button if you are new around here. See you next week. Cheers.
Bye.